Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter, it's not an option to lose.
I don't think they're ready for me. I don't think they're ready for me. I don't think they're ready for me. I have a fight.
Well, good evening. I don't know what's going on with that. I guess we're having some type of connection problems. But anyway, good evening. Welcome to my show. This is Charlie Alejandro welcoming you to my Ordinary Woman show. This evening, we're going to actually be covering a lot of topics. We're going to have some conversation going on about how to empower, enlighten, and overcome just the mental blocks when we're venturing out on a new career path. One of the things I want to be focusing on is maybe answering some questions or concerns that people have when they finally wake up one morning and say, you know, maybe I need to do something else with my life. Maybe I need to be able to, I don't know, I want to paint. I want to be able to do something that's going to motivate me, that's going to make me feel alive again, as opposed to, you ever have those days when you open your eyes first thing in the morning and you realize you have to go to work and you're like, oh my God, I got to go to work. As opposed to, yes, I have to go to work. It's so exciting because I love what I do. So those are some of the things that I feel that we need to talk about and be able to entertain. And you can come on down and join me if you want to ask some questions or just come on the show. Let me hear what you got to say. The number for the listeners is 347-989-1473. The number again is 347-989-1473. Or you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman, WMN. And you can click right on there and go into our chat room, and we can liven up the chat room. And I'd like to welcome people that are coming in and saying hello and coming by and just seeing what's on the agenda for today. So we've actually scheduled a lot of shows coming up. We've got some amazing guests that are going to be coming up on the show in the next few weeks and next few months. And I have to apologize to all my Twitter followers. I did not realize that when we set up the show schedule, every single show we scheduled got tweeted out. And I do apologize that. As a matter of fact, I had one of my great people that I love to talk to and venture with, Cardiac. He's like, woman, what are you doing? You sent me like 30 tweeters, and I totally apologize for that. Did not realize that that was going to happen. So I'm glad that you guys are with me today. It's so amazing to have you. This is our second show. Later on in the show, we're actually going to have Alex stop by and say hi again and see what he's up to. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk a little bit about earlier today, we actually got to go to an audition. That was interesting. The interesting part was we got lost because where the casting agency was, it was actually inside a mall. So we thought that was kind of quirky trying to find it. We're like, that does not look like a casting agency. It actually turned out that that's where it was. It looked more like one of those photo places that, you know, you take your kid to, and they had all the costumes and stuff. So that was a pretty neat experience. We'll talk a little bit about that. But I'd like to start now is getting you guys thinking about what exactly is it that you do want to do with your life. And I know it's the kind of question you hear all the time, and you hear people say, okay, yeah, I hear that from my mom, I hear it from my dad, I hear it from my friends, I hear it from everybody telling me, you know, what are you going to do with your life? When are you going to actually get out there and do something that motivates you, that inspires you, that makes you feel alive? And a lot of times when we think about stuff like that, we're thinking about stuff like what? Like, okay, that means I have to go to college, and that means I have to move across the country, or I have to start a whole new career. That's not necessarily true, is it? Because we can actually start new venues, we can start new adventures, we can start new things right in our own backyard. What are some of the things that you've said to yourself, I really wish I could do fill in the blank? thought of anything. I know a lot of people have the proverbial, well, I want to lose weight, because we hear that all the time, right? New Year's Eve comes, and we're going to do the New Year's resolution, and usually number one on the list is, I want to lose weight. But the reality of it is wanting to do something and then actually doing it. Now, that's where it gets tricky. So you ask yourself, why is it that I don't do what I keep saying I want to do? And the reality is because maybe you think it's a lot harder than what you're doing now. So in reality, right off the bat, when people think about losing weight, there's a negativity to it. They think, okay, in order to lose weight, I have to deprive myself. I can't eat this, and I can't eat that, and I can't. That's a lot of can'ts. And honestly, I don't blame you for not wanting to do it. And I can understand why so many people fail at it. The reality is, why would you put yourself in a situation where all you do is think about the stuff you can't do, you can't enjoy, instead of the things that are really going to turn you on, that are going to make you excited, that are going to make you be passionate about it? I know for me, when the thought of losing weight comes up, it's not about the stuff I can't do. It's about the stuff I can do. Just think about it. I mean, you see all these commercials that, oh, if you lose weight, you can climb a mountain, you can go out and run with your kids. You can. That's all well and good. That's amazing. It's great that you can do that. But what about the little steps, the little tiny things? And it's got to be things that you do for you. Because in reality, if people talk about losing weight because they want to go and hang out with their kids and run around, that's awesome. But it's something that you have to want to do for you. If the thought of running around with your kids doesn't really do much for you, if you don't enjoy playing sports and you really don't want to be out in the sun with the bugs and climbing a mountain really doesn't do anything but for you but make your feet hurt before you even get started, not a motivator, ladies, not a motivator, not something we want to encounter. So the reality is, for us, we have to get passionate about what we want to do in a way that's doable. And my thing is, why are we always talking about losing weight? Why am I trying to lose anything? The reality is, we need to focus on, why do we want to lose weight? Do we want to lose weight because someone's telling us we need to? Do we want to lose weight because we just saw a picture of someone that weighs 110 pounds and we think that's the way we should look? Or is it the reality that it's something that maybe you feel has started impeding your way of life, has started getting in the way? You got to the point where you say, you know what, enough of this. I don't want to be this way anymore. But what for? What's the reason that you don't want to be like that anymore? I mean, there's people that I know that by doctor standards, medical standards, they could be considered 20, 30 pounds overweight. But let me tell you one thing. They're active. They're healthy. They have a positive self-image. They dress amazingly, act amazingly. And they've learned to cope with their body type, with their body image. And they're not going to let anybody, any magazine, any television show, any model, or anybody tell them what peg they should fit into. So that's what the reality of it is. What is it that's going to motivate you? So some of the things that we can think about is, what do you think would motivate you? Think about it. Because I know it's great. I mean, you turn on the television show and you see, you know, all these weight loss programs and all these celebrities saying, I lost 30 pounds with this product and I look great. And I, well, that's all well and good, but they were getting paid to do that. I know for me, that would motivate me. If someone said, you know, Charlie, I will pay you X amount of dollars if you take this product and lose weight, trust me, I will lose the weight. It's a motivator. Same reason you have people that if they have a wedding to go to or they are getting married or they have a special occasion, high school reunion, they're trying to impress somebody, new job, whatever, they're motivated enough to lose a certain amount of weight, pretty successful for a little bit. But then before long, the wedding's over, the reunion's a bunch of pictures and a scrapbook somewhere, you got the job, it's all well and good. We go back to the habits that got us there in the first place. So short-term motivators could be good to get us going, but what's the long-term motivator? What's actually going to keep us going to maintain those goals and not slide backwards? See, and that's the thing that I feel, that we, as ordinary people, can actually talk about those things and not be embarrassed to say, you know what, I want to lose weight, but I don't want to give up my chocolate cake, because trust me, I don't want to give up my cheesecake either. Why would I? What person on this planet would say, I will give up my cheesecake to lose 10 pounds? No, not really. Not going to be successful, because I don't want to live in a world without cheesecake. That's just me. That's just the reality, and there's no way I'm going to do that. So I want you guys and you ladies to start thinking about what motivates you. And I just brought up weight because it's something that I am so tired of hearing about. If I have to sit in another group of particular women, I love you ladies, I love you, I think you're amazing women, as I am a woman myself, but I do not want to hear another beautiful woman tell me or talk to me for an hour about, I have to lose weight because, and then points out every single part of her body that she thinks is wrong. In my eyes, I see a beautiful woman. One of God's creatures. She wants to take the time to point out to me and convince me that I'm wrong, that she's not beautiful and that there's something wrong with her. Don't want to do that. And I just want to get you ladies to think differently. I mean, gosh, there's got to be something about you that you like. There's got to be. I don't care if it's your smile, your eyes, your hair, your dimples, your funny sense of humor, your sarcasm, you're an excellent driver. I know, it's a joke. I'm an excellent driver. I don't care. There is not a woman alive in this planet, and I'm pretty sure in other planets as well, that doesn't have at least one amazing quality. And I'm just being very simple. One. You start with that one, and you remind yourself every day, I have an amazing fill in the blank. Trust me, you're going to start noticing more and more and more amazing qualities about you, because you're an amazing person. Why would God create you if you weren't? And I don't want to hear the fact that God has created some very evil people in this planet, because he didn't make them that way. They chose to make themselves that way. That is why they come out that way. So the reality is that you yourself can decide what type of person you are, the company you keep, the attitude you have in the morning, everything about you. So that's kind of like a little bit of what I want you guys to start thinking. Our show is going to be based a lot of that. I believe that a positive attitude is 99% of the battle. I really do. That doesn't mean I believe in Pollyanna, because I don't. There are very bad things that happen to good people, and sadly, there's very good things that happen to bad people. So sometimes there's not a balance, but karma always comes around. It always will. So instead of us sitting there thinking about all the stuff that everybody else is getting, how lucky they are, how they never do the right thing and they're always blessed, we need to switch it all around to realize that every day, in very small ways, not only are we blessed, but we bless other people. Never stops. It's that kind of pay it forward mentality from that movie that came out a few years ago with Kevin Spacey. And it's very true. And I know there was a commercial on television talking about simple things, like if you open the door for somebody, then someone else will, you know, pick up your purse if you drop it, or someone will let you take the cab, or someone will give you their seat on the bus. That's the reality of it. Very simple things. And if you think about all the tiny little things you do on any given day, tiny little things that you might think, they're not important, they're insignificant. Maybe to you they are, but maybe not to that person. That little smile you gave that guy on the bus might be the only smile he gets all day. That, hey, how are you, to that little old lady, might be the only person that actually acknowledges her or him. And if you don't think that's huge, think about what it would be like if you were in their place. If you had no contact of any type, except for that tiny little fragment that acknowledged the fact that, yes, I am a human, and yes, I count, and someone actually noticed me. And imagine how big that would be. So I want you guys to think about that. And actually, I want to tell you guys what we have coming up on the schedule. But before I do, let me give you the call-in number again, if I can actually find it, because I'm a little disorganized here. That's what happens when you start a new show and you're trying to figure out and your assistant is indisposed at the moment. Yes, if you want to call in and you have any questions, comments, concerns, please trust me. No comments, no questions, no idea, nothing that you want to share with me is too small. I want to hear what you got to say. I'm sure our listeners do too. And my teacher, which I loved in the fifth grade, always said there's no such thing as a stupid question. Although I've kind of thought I've heard a few dumb questions in my day, but you know what? They aren't dumb because something comes out of them. And if you don't ask, you'll never know. And if you don't share, sometimes we will say something that we think is stupid or silly, but someone else listening to it will actually go, wow, that actually makes sense. That makes sense to me. And you might never know that. And I know because in later shows we'll talk about some of the ways that people have touched other people in anonymous ways that they didn't even realize that they were touching people. It was just amazing things. So if you want to call me, 347-989-1473. That is 347-989-1473. If you have any questions for me, if you'd like to know a little bit more about our background, what do I do, what am I about, feel free to call me, and I will be more than glad to answer your questions. I see we have guest number 4035 in our chat room. Welcome. So nice that you've stopped by and listened to the show, and so glad you're here. If you want to call in, more than welcome to. Like I said, I'm a one-woman show today because my assistant is a little indisposed at the moment. He'll be stopping by later, so we'll see what he has in store for us. So today it's just me. I figured I'd give you guys the opportunity to know a little bit more about me. I will give you more of my background, what I've done, what I've accomplished in life, not accomplished in life, wish I had accomplished in life, and just give you an idea of where I come from and why I, and I'll explain to you what the whole ordinary woman thing is. And it's more of a play on words kind of thing. Friday, September 25th at 8 o'clock. So for both of you, I'd like to let you know that our show will be airing regularly, 8 o'clock at night, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So if you are checking your emails, chatting, whatever you happen to be doing at those times, please feel free to just, you know, put me up there. You can listen to me rant and rave. I usually try to be positive. I do in everything that I try to accomplish in life. I like to stay positive even when it's not so positive. I'm sure I can find something in there. So definitely remember Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 8 o'clock will be our regular show. We're going to have some amazing guests. Actually, Friday I talked my husband. He's going to be on the show, and I think it's going to be an interesting chat. He has a very interesting life. And for those of you that haven't listened before, my whole concept of my show is interviewing average people that have accomplished things not so average. And I'm not talking about President Obama, who was obviously at one time an ordinary person, no one knew who he was, and became president. I'm talking about the everyday people we encounter that very quietly, very diligently keep this country running, keep America running, keep the world running. And that's the people that I want to get to know. And it's funny because people are saying, well, that's not interesting. Who wants to hear about average and ordinary people? Well, the reality is that they're not really that average and ordinary, because anybody that works, anybody that has a family, anybody that does anything in this world is still doing things that are out of the ordinary. Reality is we've just never taken the time to see them, acknowledge them, or even give them the opportunity to share. So that's why I'm here. So, yes, so Friday, September 25th, we're going to have my husband on the show. He'll share some of his things. Monday, I'm very excited. Monday, September 28th, we're going to have up-and-coming R&B and rap artist Cardiac. He's actually going to share some of his adventures that he's been into. We're going to hear a couple of his songs that he's written. Very interesting life, the way he's come up, the things he's overcome, the challenges. He's also actually just recently started doing some acting as well, has gotten a couple of roles, very exciting, actually has a couple of his songs in some independent projects coming up, so that'll be interesting. Monday, October 5th, I have Natalie Gerardo Martinez. She's going to be on our show. This lady is amazing. She was diagnosed with lupus a few years back, and that has not slowed her down one bit. She's a military wife, has had to deal with taking care of her children on her own while her husband was deployed. And you know what? Never once did she ever say, why me? It's the life she chose, and she said, you know what? This is what God gave me, but he didn't bring me here to lay down and die. She's also been very active in a lot of causes as far as getting out the awareness for lupus. So we're going to actually get her. She's coming to us from Florida, and I'm really excited because I haven't actually been able to talk to Natalie in a while, so it's going to be cool. Monday, October 12th, this is going to be a good one. We're going to have David Paulson. Now, David is an amazing person. David actually originally was a mail carrier. He worked for the United States Post Office, and later in life decided he wanted to be an actor and a screenwriter, and he actually is one of the driving forces behind the scriptwriters group that meets at MIT here in the Massachusetts area. Very up-and-coming group, very, very, they have a great way of mentoring scriptwriters and writers and letting them be able to get feedback on their ideas and their movies and stuff. So that's going to be an amazing show. I have a list of the other guests we have coming. I haven't actually secured the dates yet, but I'll give you some background. We actually have Mr. Joseph White. He's actually a screenwriter and an actor. He was out in California for a while, decided to come back, thank goodness for us. And he has written an amazing script, It's in the pre-production phase. So we're going to have the wonderful opportunity to get him in here to tell us about the movie. Great concept, great energy, and I'm just really excited about that. We have a gentleman with an organization called Autism Optimism. Had a child and actually wind up being diagnosed with autism, and instead of sitting there again and saying, why me, decided to, nope, I'm going to be the driving force, and I'm going to do something about it and make it positive. Actually, later in October, too, I'm going to have my son, Jose. He's actually playing on the baseball team at Suffolk University. He's going to have a couple of his teammates on the show with us, sharing some of the great things that they've accomplished and done, and see where the team's going. How's it looking? They had a pretty decent season last year, and we're hoping that next year it's going to be just as good because they start the season. The fall season is basically just for them to, you know, stay in shape, work out. They do get to play a couple of teams, but their actual official season will start in March. So he'll get to share some of that with us and his friends. We also have Macklin Guzman. He's going to be coming on in the show later in October, November. Amazing story. I mean, this young man went from some of the toughest neighborhoods in Massachusetts, wind up getting a Yale Ivy League University education on an academic scholarship, did amazing well, and now he's doing some seriously amazing things in Florida. Where he's working in the medical field, so we'll get to listen to him as well. We're going to have the Orton family. Again, they have an organization. They've gone through some challenges and, again, turned them around, made them positive. And one of my favorite guests, which I know we're going to have a lot of her, is Shelly. Shelly Finnegan, nicknamed Nunchucks. She is this amazing woman. She's been in love with Jackie Chan as a role model kind of thing since she was younger, and she's just amazing. I mean, she's an actress. She's been doing a lot of independent projects. She's really good at martial arts. Actually, I'm going to be working on a project with her later this month, and I'm really excited about it. So I can't wait. She's full of energy, enthusiasm. She's very positive, and she's going to be good. I can't wait to have her on the show. So those are just some of the people we have lined up now. We're actually, you know, working on getting more people in and stuff. So, yeah, definitely make sure you keep us tuned, and, yeah, we're going to have some amazing stuff. I actually see my co-host sauntering in here, so maybe we can get him to call in and get on with us and tell us what's going on. For those of you that don't know, my opening song, and I'm actually trying out a few of them because I still haven't decided. I'm actually probably going to have my boys write me one because they're real good at that. So first song you heard today was actually called The Fighter. It was written by Eric Arajita and Derek Arajita. They're actually my sons. And they wrote it as a kind of like a shout-out in youth terms, basically just a word of, how would you say it, Alex? Like a testament or in honor of Mickey Ward. We have a fighter in the area. He was a boxer. Mickey Ward, real good. And they actually just made a movie about him. They just finished filming here in the Lowell area probably about a couple weeks ago. And Mark Wahlberg, and Christian Bale were actually a couple of the leading actors, Amy Adams, to name a few. So they actually wrote that song thinking about him, and it's called A Fighter. And I like it because it just shows about the fact that, you know what, sometimes in life, you're all sweaty and you're nervous and you feel like you're going to have a heart attack, but you still got to go through with it. And that's why I like that song. There's a couple of other songs, too, that they've written, and I really like them. They're very optimistic. And, I'd like to share them with you guys. So eventually we'll figure out what song we're going to do. Okay, let's see. I see Alex here. Are you there?
Hello. Hello. I don't know. I can hear myself, but
Alex is in the house.
Usually, I'm the only one that hears myself. Nobody else listens, but it's okay.
No, that is not true. We actually have. Let's see. We have guest 4035. Welcome to the chat room. Nice to have you.
4035. What is the dibio?
4035. That's right. I love that number. Welcome. So, Alex, you went to the audition.
Yes.
What was it like?
It was fun. I haven't done auditions like that in a while. It's been a while because most, not that I'm conceited, but most parts that I've gotten before in movies or plays or whatever, I just show up and they do it to me. So I haven't really had to.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Brad.
So I haven't really had to do the whole auditioning process like that in a while. But it was fun. The funny thing actually is that the part that I was auditioning for, I know they call it acting for a reason, but I just felt the demeanor, the look of that character that they were looking for didn't fit my description, but I auditioned for it anyway. They said I did a good job, and the funny thing is she offered me a another part in another movie that they're filming called Oxymoron. It's an indie film, I guess, about drug use in teens and youth and stuff. But I don't know if I should be thankful for it or offended, because she offered me a part as a Latino gang member. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I haven't quite figured it out. Although before, back in high school, I did a play called Crying Out, a little independent play, and my role was a drug dealer, or as they labeled it, as a pusher. And I ended up getting an award for it for outstanding performance. So,
Wasn't there an interesting story behind that when you auditioned for the part for the drama club? You want to share that with us? Because I found that story very interesting, and I kind of like, I don't know, it really surprised me to see an educator thinking that way, and it was a good thing. I mean, it was a good thing, but it, because you got both sides. You got the perspective of the drama teacher having this dilemma whether to give you this part or not, and then the principal, which I just, it blew my mind how progressive thinking he was, and so you want to share some of that with us?
Right. I've grown up in, I'm not to say, you know, we grew up in projects or anything like that, but, you know, we grew up, you know, inner city, and, you know, drugs were around, you know, gangs were around, so it's like it was like almost came second nature. So when one of the roles was a drug dealer, I said, you know, sure, I think I could nail it. Let me do it. And they actually didn't want me to have that role at first because they felt that me being a Latin individual, they would have felt that other people watching the play would have perceived it like that they only gave me that role simply because I was a Latin male. So I had to meet with my drama teacher as well as the principal because they were a little hesitant. You know, they didn't know how PC it would have been or whatever. But I told them, they're like, well, do you feel, you know, there's something you want to do? I was like, of course. I was like, I think I can do it and I think I can nail it. And, you know, everything, you know, history speaks for itself because I ended up getting an outstanding performance award as that role. So.
Now, originally, though, right, the part was just culturally blank. It didn't say whether it was white, black,
Hispanic, or anything. It was just written. It was just, you know, a drug dealer. And they felt that me being a Latin American, and that they would have been like, oh, well, you know, people seeing it from the outside looking in would have been like, oh, they gave him the role only because he's Hispanic, you know. So, but, I mean, I just think that's, you know, sometimes closed-minded people, you know. I wanted that role because I felt I could do it good, and, you know, I did. I nailed it, so I got an award for it. Our school, we came runners-up. Actually, we only lost to a coin toss to another local school in the drama festival there, because they did like a Calypso, the Odyssey. They did an Odyssey, the Odyssey play, but they did it with like a Latin flavor twist to it. And then we did that one, Crying Out, and the judges, I guess, were up in arms, so they just did a coin toss and ended up losing that way.
Yeah, that kind of stuck. Real quick, guess 4329. Welcome. Hey. See, we are paying attention. Welcome. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, feel free to chat away. Or if not, give us a call. We are at Alex. Give him the number.
Oh, our number is for the listeners. It is 347-989-1473. Once again, the number for you guys to call in is 347-989-1473. So feel free.
Yeah, it's free, actually. Please call us. We're lonely. It's just me, Alex, and the dog. Speaking of which. Yes. So just to remind you, our show goes on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are here for an hour, and we'll be doing a lot of different talking and listening to some music. Well, later on, we're actually going to have different musical artists in other shows, different genres. As a matter of fact, I have this little girl that I'm trying to get on my show. She was actually referred to me by one of my Facebook friends, a little shout off of Facebook, another plug, because she's 15 years old, I think, and she has an amazing musical talent, and she's one of the people that I'm hoping to get on my show. Actually, we're almost done deal, but I just haven't got her down to a date that's convenient because she has, I think, something bugle or band, something like that, and I don't want to mess that up on her. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot of different musical guests. We're also going to have a lot of music in here, and just any talents, abilities that I can showcase, highlight, please, by all means, make sure you call in, email me. You can email me at ordinarywoman13@yahoo.com. And definitely send me your story, why you should be on our show. And, yeah, we have no shame. If it's positive, if it's upbeat, I am sure that you will be a fit for our show, and that's what we're looking for.
And single ladies, feel free to email me.
Oh, yes, I'm trying to set up my son. Yeah, I think we're going to have a contest later on. Maybe in November we'll have the Win a Date with Alex contest. Whoever can write, like, the best essay, we'll actually have him have a date with Alex. What do you think, Alex? You think that'll be a good promo?
Sure, but those without photos need not apply.
Oh, could we be any more
superficial? Not to sound shallow, but, hey, we are attractive.
He is shallow. Shallow pal over here.
Man.
Hey, what? What do you mean?
Beauty. I don't know. My thing. All right. We'll talk about it real quick. I have been called shallow in my past from females that I've dated, as well as females, my female friends. But my thing is, like, I just feel that we are attracted to what we are attracted to. Not to be, you know, some people like taller, robust, shorter, whatever. Like, everybody has their own flavor of what they like. I don't know if there's anybody out there. Maybe you can call us in and get your opinion on it. I just, my thing is, I've just always felt that I like, you know, shorter, petite women. That's just always been my flavor. Race, it has been no issue for me. I've dated.
Have no shame. Hey, hold on, real quick on that story. I'd like to welcome Hartical. Is that how you pronounce that? Hartical. Welcome to the chat room. Nice to have you. And if you feel free to call, make a comment, statement, whatever.
Yes.
So we're going back to Alex telling us how shallow he is.
I wouldn't say I'm shallow. I just, like, because the majority of the women that I've dated have been, you know, they're not like drop dead gorgeous model types, although I wouldn't mind.
But,
yeah, exactly. They have that natural beauty to them. They're, you know, they're like the kind of plain Jane style looking. But I don't know. I've always just geared more toward those women. I've always had a rule of mine, I guess, when it comes to dating. I don't date women taller than me or they weigh more than me. I don't know if that's, you know, would suffice me.
Ah, that's superficial.
Now,
that's the point. I need to have you ladies call in and put him in. Now, give me an example. Some of you ladies call me and tell me, do you notice looks first or personality? And the times you've gone with looks, have you been disappointed? And the times you've gone with personalities, have you been surprised or disappointed? Because that's something that I know in this society, I just talked about that, people judging people by their appearance without giving them a chance to figure out what's going on the inside.
No, I totally agree with that because, I mean, I've known women that are drop-dead gorgeous, but yet their personality stinks, and that, in my eyes,
they're pretty
makes
on
them
the
ugly.
Outside and rotten on the inside.
And that, in my eyes, makes them ugly. But, I mean, I've dated women, I mean, I've known women that, you know, female friends of mine that, wouldn't, you know, I mean, to some people, like I said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so everybody has different styles of what they like. You know, what I like, what I don't like, you know, some guy down the street might really enjoy it or call me crazy for not, you know, pursuing something like that. But, I mean, I've had, you know, female friends that you know, a little bit on the overweight side and, you know, stuff like that. But, I mean, their personality is great. They have a wonderful personality, and they're the type that would make any guy happy to, you know, to be with them. Just, I guess I'm not that guy. I just, there's something that I'm attracted to, and, you know, I give everybody an opportunity. I don't read books by its cover. I always, you know, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Some have said to me that that'll probably end up being my downfall, but it is what it is. But, I mean, I wouldn't consider myself to be shallow. I just know that I don't know, there's a certain...
Okay, real quick, not to interrupt you. Hey, yes, 4398. I like that. 4398, welcome to the room. Hope everything's going good tonight. I hope you enjoy our show. As we go into, we're welcoming you. So right now we're talking about people's perceptions as far as how people look. So maybe if we can get some of our listeners to call in and tell us of some of their experiences that they've had where they've been actually surprised with someone that maybe didn't look like Brad Pitt, but turned out to be wicked nice and just a really good person and someone that you wouldn't mind dating or being friends with. Or you've had the thing where all of a sudden there's this drop-dead gorgeous person that, wow, you really can't believe how mean they are or how just not a nice person. So, yeah. So one of the other things we were talking about earlier was the fact that what happens when we decide we're going to change course in life? One day we wake up and we decide that whatever we've been doing all our life, all these years, just doesn't fit us anymore. So, Alex, what are your ideas? What do you think are ways that we can actually break out of that shell? And we actually had a conversation in the car. Actually, it was more me yelling at you and you listening. How can we snap out of it and say, I can do this? I don't care if I'm 30, 40, whatever. I can do this. I can totally go after my dream and make it a reality. How do you think?
My the most honest answer I can give, and it's probably blunt, you know, not to be rude, but there ain't nothing to it but to do it. I mean, you can cry and complain about, oh, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, or, oh, I can do this, but I can't because I got to da-da-da-da. And I'm probably the epitome of that. And you just got to get up and do it because no one else is going to do it for you. And if you're not going to do it, then sorry, but shut up about it because it's just – It gets old. People get tired of hearing it, and you know people try to, you know, those positive people around you that are like, oh well, you know, don't worry, you can do it. Don't worry, you just gotta, you know, get up and do it. And you're like, I know, but I gotta, and then I know, but I mean, it's just, yeah, you just gotta do it. And then if not, then stop complaining about it. Because obviously, if you're complaining about something, at least is my opinion, if you're complaining about something, but yet you don't do anything about it, then deep down subconsciously you're content with it, and you just. You're going to get a deal with it or do something about it. So, I mean, that's the only way I can probably say about it.
Now, Hardiko, how are you? Nice of you to send me that cute little smiley face. I love it. Smile back at you, girl, guy. What are you? Girl, guy, I don't know. Whatever you are, I love you. I love the smiley face going internet hug out to you. I hope you feel it. Some positive energy.
If you're a girl, I love you too.
Yeah, if you're a girl, he loves you too. But, Alex, a lot of times people say that, do something. But what is that something? Because, I mean, something is so vague and it can be so huge. Like, what do you think are ways that can be positive, well, I can't even think of the word, something useful that people can actually say, okay, you're telling me to do something, but give me something. What is that something?
It all depends on what it is that you want. Like, let's say if you're complaining, oh, I wish I could.
Real quick, Cass, 4410, welcome. 4410 in the house, welcome. Hope to hear from you. Any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to jump right on in.
So you were saying,
that's something.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on what it is you want to go for. Like, me being the epitome of it all, I'll throw my business out there. I don't have any shame, but I keep complaining that I need to go back to school. But have I done it in the past? Odd some years since I graduated? No, because I keep putting excuses in front of it. I keep saying, I mean, I've taken classes here and there. I lived in Miami, so I took a couple classes there. But I just, you know, I keep blowing little excuses. Oh, but I got to work my 40 hours because I got to pay rent. I got bills, da, 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 da. for me, I think they either shut up about it or do it. I just need to get up and fill out the classes and start going back to school and then make time for it. If it's something that you feel that it's worthwhile for you, I'm not talking about what everybody else says you should do, because honestly, who cares what other people think you should do? It's all about what you care about doing and what you feel is best interest for you. I mean, if in your best interest is you want to go be a movie star, then go right ahead and do it. If you want to be a friggin', I don't know, a porn star or something like that, go do it. If that's what you want to do, then do it. I mean, but the thing is, you have to do it. I mean, if there's no other way around it. If you can't just make excuses saying, oh, but I got to go to work, or I got to do this, I got to do that. Perfect case and example, the audition that I went to today. They asked me to come back for another part in another movie on Saturday. I have to work on Saturday, but I'm getting rid of that day. I'm making sure I switch with somebody to cover my shift so I can go to this audition. Why? Because that's something I want to do. I would like to pursue a career in acting or in that entertainment industry. I mean, if in my mind and subconsciously, if I really didn't want to, I'd be like, oh, well, yeah, I got this audition, and they asked me to come back for a part, but I can't do it because I have to work. I have to work, yes, but at the same time,
you
know.
And it's funny you brought that up, because I actually went through that last year when I started. One of the things was that all of a sudden I'm getting all these calls. And granted, it's for background work, which I, you know, some people might say, well, that's not real acting, but it's an experience, and I love it. And I kept giving the excuse that, well, I can't because I have to work. Because at that time, I was teaching criminal justice, and I didn't feel it was fair to my students, where all of a sudden they have a substitute, you know, we don't continue the flow of where we're going. But you're right. Deep down inside, I realized I was making excuses because of the fear. So I think the fear is the key point to that something. So my thing is, for you guys that are thinking about maybe doing something different than what you're doing, the first question, and Alex can input on this, would be, what am I afraid of?
Me?
What am I afraid of? Because the reality is, a lot of times, once you sit down and actually get a piece of paper, get a pen, and write down, what am I afraid of, you're going to be sitting there looking at that piece of paper for a little bit before it hits you. And then when you start writing things down, after a while you're going to realize they don't make sense. Like, what if they don't like me? They're going to laugh at me. I'm no good, blah, blah, blah. It's all blah, blah. Once you realize that in actuality, it's kind of like that horror movie that we go see and they never really show us the boogeyman, and we're scared out of our mind because we never saw it. It's only in our mind. And anything in our mind is scarier compared to the scary movie where they do show you the scary man, and then you realize, that's not a monster, that's a freaking guy. I can see the zipper, I can see the fake blood, and you're like, that wasn't scary at all. I just, you know, what was I so scared about? So it's a matter of figuring out what the fear is and adjusting it. So what are some of the things that you've done? Because I know you've gone through some of these things with the fear issue.
With me at least, like, people ask, oh, why are you so afraid to be successful? My thing, that's
real quick. Jenna2718. Hey, girl, welcome, 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 welcome. Nice to have you on the show.
Jenna,
I'm really
single?
Excited to see you there. Alex sends a shout out. So, Alex, you said about the fears. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, like, not that I'm afraid of being successful. My thing is, I'm afraid of not being successful. And then
now,
sometimes,
stop right there. That's a very interesting point, because if you're afraid of not succeeding, and that keeps you from trying, haven't you already failed? So you've already materialized your fear.
Yeah, you can interpret it that way. I mean, I just see it as, like, I mean, if you don't try, then nothing's going to come from it. It's just like, you know, if someone says, oh, you know, I want to run the Boston Marathon next year, but yet you're not out training for it, then you're not going to run it.
Yeah, that actually doesn't work. That can be very painful.
Or like,
I'm actually talking from experience, because I ran a half marathon, and my training wasn't what it should have been, and I got it done, but boy, I felt it for weeks afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a very good point, because people can sit there and say, I can barely walk down the stairs. There's no way I can run 26.2 miles. But if you go on any running website, they actually have a training program that starts you walking 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then jogging for 2 minutes. So you look at where you start to where you're going to go. In your mind, you're like, there's no way. There's no way I'm going to run 26 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, if you do that little, little, little by the time you realize it, you're like, I just ran 14 miles and didn't even feel it. Or you ran the 26.2. I'm not saying you're going to beat the Kenyans. Obviously, you'd have to, the only way you can beat them is if you, like, run them over and, yeah, and use, like, rollerblades or something.
Nobody
but it's not about that.
Right.
It's about, because I'm glad you brought this up, because my kids always say to me, Mom, why do you run? What is the purpose of running when you got to come right back to where you started from? Because I'm actually competing against myself. That's what it is, me getting over my fears, my phobias, my whatever, and setting a goal for myself and actually accomplishing it. That's what it's about. And I know for me, running, every time I run, I literally run away from all these things that I need to get off of me, and that's the way I release tension. I release the mechanism to be able to function and to be able to be happier in my life. So you were saying that you are afraid of not succeeding.
It's not like, because I mean, my thing is like there's certain goals and aspirations I have and that I would like to complete in my life. So there's certain things little by little that I'm trying to accomplish to get to those goals. But for me to, you know, completely not do it and say, oh, I want to be a, you know, professional athlete or whatever, but yet I'm not in the gym every day or I'm not on the field or on the court.
Now, I have to stop you real quick because you're the type of person that you were actually your typical go-getter wonder boy for most of your teenage life. And then something happened where you, like you call it, got real. And you stopped, and now you're getting back to realizing that there's a lot of things you still want to do that you can do. What do you think changed? Okay, let's back it up a little. How did you get to the point that everything you wanted, you got, just by thinking about it and working towards it?
I can, you know, there's three kinds of people. There's optimists, there's pessimists, and there's realists. I always find myself falling in between the line of a realist and an optimist because I'm not negative, but I'm saying, oh, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't. I always say I would like to do it.
Well, you can be
true, true.
Ask you to do the dishes, and you're like, oh, I can't do that. Now I got to go to work, walk the dog.
More of a, why would I want to do the dishes? Who wants to do the dishes?
Classic line from that movie. Why would I want to do the dishes?
Yeah,
girls, you got to admit, for my ladies out there, we don't want to do the dishes. You expect the guy to have a smile on his face. Anyway, so go ahead, Alex. You were saying.
But, yeah, I've always been, like, you know, in between a realist and an optimist because my thing is, like, okay, I would like to do this, but there's certain things that, you know, like, you just can't do it physically or financially or whatever it may be. Like, if I say, oh, I would love to go to Six Flags this weekend, but I don't have the money, then aside from holding up a bank, how the heck am I going to go to Six Flags if I don't have the money? You know, that's where you get the reality kind of comes in. And I got to be honest with you, like, my thing, like,
I got to tell you real quick, Jenna 2718, she's cracking me up. She's like, ha ha, hell no. Oh, too funny.
Jenna. But
yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
I mean, that's the thing, because, I mean, when I dwell on certain things, like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, and sometimes, yes, the negativity does take over, but I mean, now that I've, you know, I'm sure, you have to plug something else, but, you know, I'm sure if anybody's read The Secret, it tells you, like, how to use the universe to your advantage and how to stay positive and have that positive thinking mind frame because, you know, things will come. But you don't want to think, like, very, very crazy, like, thinking that everything's just going to poof out of thin air just because you say, oh, I want $500. $500 is not going to poof down onto your lap. You got to do something.
Well,
to
it could if you have a scratch ticket in your hand. And
well, yeah, but
you know what I mean?
I mean, that's what everybody's, you know, oh, I wish I'm going to hit the lottery so all my, you know, my dreams can come true and all my, you know, worries will be answered. But, you know, and I play the lotto every week myself. You know, I stay positive saying, but I already won the lotto. But, you know, it's one in a million, right? Probably one in 100 billion. But, I mean, at the same time, you still kind of, you want to stay positive with it, say something.
Yeah. All right. If you guys want to call in, 347-989-1473. It took us a while to put the number out because Alex lost a piece of paper with the number on it. And he's giving me a piece of paper with some lady's website on it. Nope, not my show, so no. Yes. Or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman, WMN. And you can log onto our chat room. You can actually listen on the show as well there. And I think there's actually a neat little feature that you can actually talk directly into the internet or something. I haven't tried that out yet, but I thought it was pretty cool. So, yeah, one of the things that we want to keep talking about and realizing is overcoming fears and being able to do things that make you happy. And I think an example in our life is that, all right, my husband, police officer. I was a police officer. And our two oldest boys wanted to be rap artists. And everybody always associates rap artists with gangbangers and drugs and all these negativities. And, yes, it can be like that. It's very prevalent in the culture, but not always. So for me to be able to actually sit down and listen to the lyrics, understand what they were writing about, and comprehend that, hey, it's not all that way, and to be able to actually support them, but the main thing was that it made them happy. And by the way, Jenna says, good job, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you, Jenna. I appreciate it. I try.
He tries. So it's a matter of actually being able to realize that you need to do what makes you happy. And I'm a big proponent. I've always told all my friends or anybody that would listen, I tell you, listen, make sure it's morally and ethically and legally correct, because you don't want to wind up in jail. You don't want to burn in hell, whatever that is. You don't want to be able to have to be ashamed of something that you've done that will come back and haunt you. You know, all of a sudden it just pops out of nowhere. But it's more about what makes you happy. I mean, I know that I've, even Alex can attest to this, I've told him, look, I don't care if you're a garbage picker, as long as it makes you happy, that's what it's about.
Garbage pickers actually make good money.
Yes, they do. And you know what? They're some of the nicest people, because I know before they put this whole new system in that got rid of a whole bunch of them, very nice people, very hardworking and that kind of thing. So again, if you want to call us, the number is, where is it? 347-989-1473. And we can get you on the line. You can ask Alex any questions that you might have, or you can give us a comment, concern, anything that you want to do.
Yes.
So we actually have about 7 minutes remaining. Wow, that went by real fast, huh, Alex?
Pretty fast.
It's funny because when you start a talk show, you're thinking, I have to rant and rave for an hour. I'm never going to have enough stuff to say. And then all of a sudden.
No problem with that. You have no problem with
Hey, Nita, watch her now.
But, you know, as long as there's something smart to say, it's okay.
Yeah, so just to remind you guys real quick, we do have some amazing guests that are going to be coming up in the next weeks. We actually also have my man, Willie. I'm going to ambush him because Willie, I sent him out an email. Amazing young man I met on the set of Wichita, which I worked on last week. 20-year-old kid. Just an amazing kid, just personality-wise, the things he's accomplished at his age. And trust me, people, write his name down, because he is definitely going to be huge, like his talents and attributes that he has. So we're going to have him on the show as well. We're going to have, what else are we going to do? We're going to have a contest coming up in November. We haven't figured out what it's going to be yet, but. And then we're actually going to pick a couple of songs that we're going to highlight at the beginning, and then you guys can vote and tell us which song you want to be our theme song. Got to have my theme song. Every good guy needs a theme song, right? Also, too, if our listeners know of any good artists out there, which is kind of, people are like, well, you have kids that do this. Well, yeah, I know, but that's kind of like, politically incorrect, because they're my kids, and I'd like to give someone else a chance.
Bye.
So. I am a very biased, you think?
Yeah.
Well, with some of the songs. Because some of the songs I sit and go, no, not really. Yeah, not too hardcore for me. But they have a lot of good stuff as well, too. As a matter of fact, next show on Friday, you're going to get to hear, oh, Jenna's agreeing with us. She likes that song. She likes the music. Friday, we're actually going to highlight Legendary. Because I like that song, especially because it's got everybody, four of the actors on it. I mean, the actors, yeah, right. The artists on it that are family.
Good track.
Yeah, we got Situ, we got Cardiac, we've got Sacrifice on it, and even Jessica, she does the chorus on it. And we've got a couple more that we're going to highlight. So if you know of any artists that want to get some exposure, hit me up, Ordinary Woman. WMN13 at yahoo.com, and have them hit me up. This is a family show, so we can't do any hardcore stuff. We do have another venue coming up for the more underground stuff that I can refer you to. We got my man, Spotty, over in Detroit. Shout out to Detroit. He's got a great
Detroit City,
absolutely. He's got a great show. Jenna agrees too. Yes, they do. A lot of talent. Detroit in the house. Scotty E. is actually an amazing person. He's got a great venue. Any artist that has some great music, I will refer you down there, and he will definitely make sure that you guys get heard. So anyway, if you guys have any suggestions or if you want to get creative and actually write me a theme song, be free. Do it.
Email us, call us.
Let me know about it, and we'll actually pick the top three. Well, maybe we can do, like, maybe, what, top 10 and have our listeners vote on it?
Yeah.
We'll go down to the top three. We'll have them on the show, talk about their careers, their lives, what they're planning, and then the winner will actually get to be our theme song.
Yeah.
That sounds like a deal, huh? Give them some exposure.
That'll
maybe
work.
Some free promo work while we're at it. Yeah, definitely.
Right, right.
Yeah, so remember, we have the next show is going to be Friday, September 23rd. It's going to be me and my husband, Mel. He is funny. He's got some great stories to share. We got to get into the cop stories. They're freaking funny.
Yeah.
Or we can get into the blackmail stories with you guys.
Where?
Let's see.
Nobody can blackmail me. I'm clean, squeaky clean.
Well, your socks aren't. Remember, we had to bury the socks in the White Mountains.
That was like 80 years ago.
It was funny. It was funny. Now I got to share it real quick. We went camping for a week in the White Mountains, and Alex, I swear to goodness, packed enough bags like if he was going to Rome for a year. I think you had like, what, 50 pairs of socks on you?
I had one pair of socks. I wore the same pair of socks.
Yes, you did wear the same.
The whole week.
You had the clean socks in there. You just didn't want to bother. So this child decided to wear the same socks for a whole week while we were camping. The stench was so bad,
we had
to bury those socks because we thought there was a dead body in the woods. As a matter of fact, you almost killed your sister, Christina, when she went into the tent. She was like, oh, my God, what's in here? Somebody died.
Yeah, I was the type when I was younger, if you told me, like, if you got on me about something, I would do the exact opposite in spite of you. So, like, they were complaining, oh, change your socks. So I was like, you know what? No, I'm not changing my socks. I will not change my socks. Malcolm and Martin Luther, they taught us, stand up for what you believe in. I was not taking off my socks, God dang it.
He believes in dirty socks. Oh, man. To Jenna, 2718, you can send your music to the Ordinary Woman, WMN13, at yahoo.com, or you can actually email me a link to that email, and I will go check it out, whatever music you want, and we
just
will definitely...
Just make sure it's radio-friendly.
Yeah, it has to be radio-friendly, guys, because we're a kiddie show. We want the little kids and stuff, like I said, and if you have stuff that... bumping, but not radio friendly, I will refer you to my man Scotty E, and he will get you your listen. So, yeah, we're all done. We got a minute left. Thank you so much for joining us. To all my guests, 4646, thank you for coming. Jenna, 2718, you're funny. I love them smiley faces. Oh, I just got the lady talking in my ear. She's got 30 seconds. So thank you so much for joining us. Next time we will be here Friday, 8 p.m. Remember, come and see us. Have fun, hang it real, and keep those dreams going, people. And we are out. Say bye, Alex.
Ladies, enjoy yourselves and enjoy each other. But most of all, just be real. Enjoy life. Every day above ground is a good day.
I love it. Bye, guys. Have a good one.
And I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettled, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose. I don't think they're ready for me. I don't think they're
gotta make it global. Put my name in the books. I'm a blue collar man with a punishing hook. See the look in my eyes, yo, there's a warrior coming.